I think is ridiculous. It's sort of creating a two-tier system for people who are vaccinated and not vaccinated. Like, it's kind of saying, like, you're privileged just because you have a vaccine and you can go. Like, it's not, is it going to guarantee that the hairdressers are going to get vaccinations? Because having the vaccine, it doesn't prevent you from catching COVID or passing it on still. But, that, you know, that means all the hairdressers will have to be vaccinated, all the staff. Like, well, the hairdressers are one of the safest places to be going to. It's got your time slot. You wait outside. You don't go in. You know, you don't go in until, you know, the hairdresser tells you to come in. I think it's very, very unfair to say just because you have a vaccine. Like, it's not the ordinary person's fault. I know that's a nice idea to give us a reward for, say, having the vaccine and working through the pandemic. But, like, still, we're lucky to have a job during the pandemic. Been saying, you know, you can have a hairdresser before, or go to the hairdresser before someone else. I wouldn't call that a reward. I would just call that, you know, just discrimination against the people who can't, through no fault of their own, get their vaccine.